Let Ferguson's knowledgeable product experts kick off your next kitchen or bath project with the latest in touch and hands-free faucets, high-performance gas ranges, or low-decibel dishwashers. They're really quiet. Request your appointment today at FergusonShowrooms.com. The best decision ever.
Visit Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery in Nashville to discover a wide selection of Whirlpool appliances. From refrigeration to laundry, there's no brand better than Whirlpool. Find out more at FergusonShowrooms.com.
From 104.5 The Zone, this is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. With Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. Glad you're with us. Live from Radio Row in Atlanta. Leading up to kickoff on Sunday, you'll hear Super Bowl 53 right here on 104.5 The Zone. Our coverage all week, Wake Up Zone, us, 3HL, which will begin in an hour. Jason Martin in the Big Six. Madison Blevins for 104.5thezone.com. It's all brought to you by Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery. Find a showroom near you at FergusonShowrooms.com and by the Low T Center. Do yourself a favor, visit them online, LowTCenter.com. You can also call 615-661-5698 for more information. Coming up, we'll have some other live guests stop by, including Chris Myers, who will be here in roughly 15 minutes. Fun show so far. Final hour is here. Christine Leahy will join us a little bit later in the hour. But we have to get to the story, Paul, that you brought up to begin today's show that came from last night in a special interview you had with a waitress.
Yes, and listen. He's going to try to minimize this choice.
Should I go in like an isolation booth right now so I have no chance of retorting?
You really should. What happened is it was really one of the more embarrassing circumstances that we've had on this show. Now, I respect somebody who goes outside the box on a menu. I really do. I admire it. I try to do it periodically. But also, you know, at a nice restaurant, you have to be cautious, correct?
Right.
And so we're at a pretty nice restaurant last night with some friends. Several of us had the whitefish, which was delicious. We couldn't identify the sauce, but the sauce was a tangy sauce, and all three of us were just
You're saying you know how to order.
I don't know if I know how to order, but I wasn't a risk taker. There was, for instance, a short rib dish that I was intrigued by. I asked the waitress about it. She started telling me about it. I stopped her in the middle of it. It's like, no, it's not for me. As much as I love a short rib, what you are detailing is not for me. Chad did not do this, as he discussed a beef heart Reuben. Now, this beef heart Reuben identifies itself. It is the heart of a cow as the meat on a Reuben. You are expressing disgust. I express disgust. He's ordering it, I said, this is a gigantic error. This is not going to go well. This is going to be terrible. They bring out the beef heart Reuben.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yes, please. Anytime.
Chad, take me through. I want to get inside the mind of Chad Withrow. You see this
Don't
on the menu.
You,
beef heart Reuben. And you decide, yes,
tonight's
I
tonight.
Will order this tonight.
Tonight's tonight. Here
I will bite
I'm
into
losing
that.
My heart virginity.
Here was my thought process. Nothing struck me on the main dinner menu. They had a bar sandwich menu that was separate. I think Paul actually took a photo of this menu where I saw it. Because I was thinking, like, I really want some sort of sandwich with a side. Like, for lunch, we had, like, a soup.
Salad.
I had an appetizer and a soup for lunch. So I was like, that sounds good again. I want to do something like that. So I'm looking at this menu, and the thought process was, I'm not disgusted by eating animal organs. Like, I can eat chicken livers or things like that. It doesn't really bother me. I don't normally think about it. And I love Reubens.
And
I like grills. I like Russian dressing. I like sauerkraut. I like all that. So I wasn't so turned off by the heart. And the waitress also said, unless you're thinking about it, you won't know it's heart. It'll taste like a beef pastrami Reuben.
Oh, meanwhile, wow. I'm saying, you know who eats heart? Hannibal Lecter eats heart.
It's true.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah,
with fava beans, and there were no fava beans.
Okay, so
we proceed.
The order arrives.
The order arrives. It looks like a Reuben,
the sandwich.
He takes his first bite, and the expression on his face is terror.
Yeah.
It's terror. It's disgust. It's horror. It's contempt.
Did you chew and then swallow the bite?
Here was the problem. It was very chewy. So the texture of it, to begin with, before I even tasted it, was off. Like, it was not good.
Yeah. What was off was that it was beef heart.
Yeah, and then the aftertaste, too, like the way it hung in the mouth, was disgusting.
Now, I believe there was a second bite.
Now, Paul's looking at me with total glee because he called it.
Glorious.
And he's looking right at me like, oh, my gosh, you hate it.
I was like, Babe Ruth.
And I say, yes, I hate it. I'm like breaking out into a sweat at this point.
Okay, now all of us are eating our redfish, which is delicious, and we're watching Chad, who, of course, does what? Excuses himself to go to the bathroom, where I'm quite confident he's going to vomit, but I don't follow.
And you pull out the cell phone.
Well, so it comes back, and he
let me fill in the blanks there.
Quickly, we're running out of time.
I didn't go immediately to the bathroom.
Yeah, you tried to tough it out.
No, I tried to tough it out for a second, and she came back.
He's sweating right now.
Well, Paul's making a big scene about it because, like, oh, he hates it. So the waitress comes back. I was like, do you not like it? I was like, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Then she says, would you like a burger instead? And I say, yes, bring out a burger. So they take it away. The smell of the beef heart is on my hands to the extent where I have to go to the bathroom to wash that smell off my hands because it's making me sick.
So
I did not throw up. That's why I went to the bathroom.
This is where journalism kicks in, and I do what the Midday 180 does. I get the players together, and I commence this interview.
I host a radio show, and that's my friend Chad. I thought he was an idiot for ordering the heart. He ordered the heart. He's completely grossed out. He sent the heart back.
Okay.
He's now in the bathroom. How often does this happen?
This is the first time.
Are you embarrassed for him? Does this say something about his unsophisticated palate?
I mean, I'm not one to say. I'm not an expert on these matters. Be honest. I mean, I eat it all the time.
Delicious. So it suggests that he's not particularly tough.
Well, I mean, some people just have a different palate than others.
Yeah, like, so his palate is weak.
Oh, I would not say that. But if you want to say it again.
If I want to say it again, it's okay.
Uh-huh.
His palate is very weak.
She was doing her job. She knows food better than I do. And I made a bad choice, and it's not her fault.
Ma'am, you're the maitre d'?
Yeah.
Would you care
to
comment as well? This man sent back the heart.
Oh, no.
How often have you seen that happen?
Not often, but you're actually quite right. The heart was not up to par with chef standards either, so he apologizes. Oh. But you're going to get a burger, so you
can you bring him another heart that's up this thin?
No.
I think he's already scarred.
Yeah.
We'll get him a burger. I know he'll like that one.
He's scarred, though?
At least that's permanent? For the rest of the night.
For the rest of his life?
Maybe tomorrow.
Hold on, I misheard you. For the rest of his life?
No, maybe just the rest of the evening.
Thank you both very much.
So they proceed then to put on this huge production. The chef comes out and says how it was misprepared. Everybody's apologizing about how the heart was bad. Not that Chad's order was bad. Not that this was a huge gaffe. It's like a play is being put on now. Everyone's coming out to say how bad the heart was. They bring him out another tiny piece of Reuben. Like
the chef brought it out when he made his apology. He said, I made another one for you. Taste the difference on this.
Taste the difference.
That's he said, I prefer the feedback on it.
You know what it is? I think it's the cheese. I go, dude, cheese? Everyone knows what cheese tastes like. No one knows what beef heart tastes like.
Paul, you took a picture of it. Read the cheese on the menu. I've never heard of this cheese.
Go to Twitter.
I've never heard of this cheese. And I tasted a piece of the actual cooked heart this time that he brought out.
And it was delicious.
Tasted completely different. It did not have that aftertaste.
Not only did he go to the restroom because he was so disgusted from the original heart, he then tried it again.
Yes,
he doubled down.
I tried the cooked piece of the heart.
Wow. Corned beef heart, sauerkraut, cornichons, comeback, raclette, and marble rye. When I get the things that I don't know what they are, I ask the waitress or I call it off.
It was a combination.
Chad just plowed forward.
It was a bad order. I mean, look, I can't sit here and defend it like I liked it because I didn't.
But you tried it again, though.
I went. It was adventurous. Look, the chef. This is where I'm.
Terry Bradshaw laugh coming in 3, 2, 1. Oh, it was so great. I was glowing.
This is where I'm overly
agreeable.
It was
like the transfiguration. I felt
bad because it was this big production. The damn chef comes out with another sandwich to apologize. So I didn't want to then say, like, I'm not going to try your new sandwich. So I took a bite of it, and I did bite right through it. It was cooked differently.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
said you're supposed to, like, cook it against the grain, and he didn't.
Yeah, it was a bunch of hullabaloo.
There was a big explanation with the beef heart, how it was prepared properly.
It was performance art to make up for Chad.
Hutton, you'll like this. Then they brought me cookies. at the end of the night. They said, here, like they bagged him up.
One
said,
of the people
sorry.
We were with had kids. They took their cookies home to give the kids.
I did still pay for the burger. One thing I got a free meal out of it.
Chad was providing cookies
for children. I actually had to pay more money for the burger. It was more expensive than before.
Yeah, I think you guys are missing a key part of the story here. And if you're on Twitter, you can notice this as well. He was going to pay $18 for that thing.
Well, yeah, it's an expensive restaurant.
But Reed, here's what's sad too. So I had the disgusting experience with Beef Heart, and they're like, "Can we bring you a burger?" And I'm thinking, "Okay, well, at least now my meal's going to be free." No, it was $22 for the
plus.
Burger.
It was undercooked,
so I actually had to
he
pay more.
Medium, and it was pink as could be.
Yeah, it was
Kirby,
not good.
Quickly, your thoughts?
I am just so relieved that that wasn't me.
Oh,
it would have been 2 seconds. If it was Kirby, we would have done 2 seconds.
We would be talking about this until April.
Yep, we will.
I am sub Kirby.
Again, I ask you, dear listener, do you think they're doing this in Indianapolis right now on the number one show?
I'm lower than Kirby. I'm lower than Kirby.
Kirby knows how to cook. Do you know how to prepare beef heart
well,
properly?
Well, first he sticks his hand into the heart,
into
the chest of
the cow. You toss that thing in the garbage with your other gun, and you go straight to the T-bone.
Kirby would have washed that down with some Absinthe.
Because he really loves licorice.
And I'm sure those go really well together.
Put this in the best of file, please. Put this in the Chad best of file.
I actually respect Chad in this story.
The boldness.
Because he went back and tasted the heart
but again.
This
is
he went to the restroom.
He went to the restroom again.
You shouldn't really respect it because I didn't want to do it. I just did it because I felt so bad because we had the maitre d'. I mean, you heard from two of them.
Right.
The waitress. The head chef comes out. Embarrassed that I sent it back
it's
and like
a huge
prepares
cup.
This new mini sandwich for me.
So here's the ending. We're in the hall. We go to the bathroom, and then we're waiting in the hallway for friends to come out of the bathroom where we all disperse in different cars and whatever. And we're standing in the hallway, and Chad looks at me and goes, yeah, I'm not doing that well. I kind of got the sweats again. I'm not feeling great. Maybe bourbon will help.
Did
and we went to a bourbon bar, and he actually, after
yeah,
his first
fine.
Bourbon, he's like, this is helping.
Yeah.
Yeah, alcohol cures all.
Wash the palate.
Cleanse the palate.
This is the prime example of Paul putting the show first.
Yes.
And I appreciate that.
Yes.
Oh, I pulled out the phone.
He did a good job.
It's still not more embarrassing than you calling us the Midday 182 earlier today, though, which you did.
I didn't call us the Midday 182. I was referring to our ranking in the Jason Barrett poll.
But he gave us the hour. He couldn't come up with our hours.
I wasn't doing that. All I was doing, I was dropping in the numbers of all the shows and their ratings in the Jason Barrett poll, which I'll get in trouble with. The boss will be calling any second because I was throwing sevens in there as well.
Midday 182. And I was like, 182? What is
Midday
that?
Midday 180. Hey.